Eddie was limited today. Kept him on a short rep count, but I'm confident he'll be ready to go.
Like, how about Randall Cobb?
Randall Cobb, actually, we gave Randall a bunch of work today. I kind of wanted to push him as much as we could. So we'll have him evaluated tomorrow. And then, like I told Randall before practice, let's push it today and see how he feels tomorrow. So
it could be a game time?
Tomorrow at the earliest game time, and obviously at the latest.
Yeah, what is the deadline for a designation off that IR list?
Well, I mean, you can obviously do things on, you can make transactions on Saturday.
Could you take that through to the playoffs, though, Mike, if you decided not to go with him this week?
I'm not really looking that far. I mean, I'm going to see if he's ready tomorrow.
Mike, this is probably our fault for not being more clear about this yesterday. But from a medical standpoint on Aaron, did Dr. McKenzie give his blessing on this, or did he have to be talked into this at all?
Aaron Rodgers has been cleared to play. I don't know what else. I don't know what else you need.
Can you just detail some of the progress that you see from Randall as he's working through this period right now?
No, it's really the push has really come the last 2 weeks for Randall Cobb. You can see he's. He was coming on strong. I thought he did some good things last week, but he wasn't ready. So he's fighting through the soreness and the things that you would expect coming back from the seriousness of his injury. So, but he looks good. I mean, he's got fresh legs. He's doing all the little things, the fine motor skill things he was able to stay on top of. Just as far as catching the ball, handling football as much as he can, he looks very natural at that. But I mean, we just got to make sure he's. He's ready to go.
Mike, have you gotten any indication yet on Clay if he could be back at any point this year?
They have not given me a timeline on Clay. I did not have a timeline for you.
Mike, have they told you that he needs surgery again?
Clay Matthews actually has had surgery, but I do not have a timeline.
Mike, you don't have the Aaron decision hanging until Friday, obviously, this week. Has that been beneficial for you or preparation statement for the team?
Definitely. I mean, I think number one, it's important for your team to know who the quarterback is going into the end of the week, preferably. Obviously, the coaching staff, they needed direction earlier in the week. So we've had to adjust some things as the week's gone on, but I feel like we're ready to go. I mean, Randall Cobb's a playmaker. I mean, he's dangerous with the ball in his hand. He's done an excellent job, developing into a fine slot receiver. So, our offense is based on making a quarterback successful, starting with the run game, and then spreading the ball around. And he definitely is someone you want to you want to get the ball to. And he has big playability, very smart. Obviously, his experience playing quarterback has a keen understanding of our offense. You can see the way he was able to get on the same page with Aaron, right away as a rookie. So just the way he plays, you think he's a guy that's probably in his sixth or seventh year. Football comes very natural to him.
Mike, you guys have had to kind of hang on the second half of the season to get to this point. You feel a real positive momentum now?
Momentum? Yeah.
On your offense with your team, now that you got some of the pieces back and you got a shot?
Well, I mean, I think you got a big practical. I mean, we've been able to do some good things and things we need to do better. And that's what I like about our football team. They're very accountable. I think momentum will spring off of this game. This is a game we have to have. And we're clearly looking at it as a playoff game, obviously, NFC North Championship. So we just – the biggest thing for me, and it's always been this way, players and teams and particularly units, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, positions, the teams that practice together and play together over a period of time, they improve. So this experience of playing a lot of players, particularly the younger players, a little probably earlier than you'd like, we're hoping to see the benefits come crunch time. And, we're in crunch time.
Mike, you sound like you're under the weather. You had a couple of tight ends miss practices this week from being sick. Is there a bug going around? I mean, you have kids.
I think it's evident in our community. I mean, it's that time of year, and we've had a couple of guys go home, so we're dealing with it.
When you say you're dealing with, what do you have to do? I mean, you sent the guy guys show up sick and send them home? And what do you do?
Well, Dr. John Gray, you know, he's our internist. He evaluates, you know, our players, and you know, he determines if they need to go home or if they can stay, you know, based on what they're battling.
I mean, as a play caller, do you have to keep Aaron's absence in mind, or do you feel you can kind of pick up where you left off?
Well, you know, it's a lot like going to the restaurant. You have a menu. I mean, you decide, you know, what you want to use and what you probably shouldn't use. So yeah, that's a meeting that goes on Friday morning between Aaron and myself. We had that meeting this morning, so we adjusted some things on the game plan. We were able to hit a couple in practice today, and you know, and our plan is set. So we'll go over it again tomorrow. In the quarterback meeting, we'll fine-tune it as a coaching staff after our game management meeting today, and we'll be ready to go. So we got to trust your plan, trust the process, and we definitely trust Aaron Rodgers.
Mike, you said Aaron was sharp last week. Is he even better this week in practice?
Well, I mean, you know, he practiced 3 days last week. You know, I thought he had a good week of practice. Thought yesterday was good, and yeah, I feel confident about where he is.
Mike, one of the more memorable things you've said over the years is that you don't play scared. So do you make sure that you don't allow whatever concerns you may have for Aaron to affect your play calling? Is that something that you don't want in your mind? Or?
To me, that goes back to the decision. I mean, if we were thinking that in the way that the decision wouldn't be what it is. So the decision's been made, and obviously it was a thorough one, and it's time for Aaron to play. And we're going to cut them loose, and we're going to go play. We're going to play to win.
Do you feel right at outside linebacker with, you know, Neil and Parrott been banged up for a while, and Palmer hasn't played in quite a spell? You feel like you're all right there?
Absolutely. And I think Nate's one of those guys we talked about. Nate played a lot of football earlier in the year. You know, he's been fighting to get up on the 46. This is his chance. So, yeah, I'm very confident in those guys.